Next to new developments tonight, after that rush hour nightmare just outside New York City in Hoboken, New Jersey, the train crashing into the station. The train did so much damage to that station, the recorder and a camera at the front are still out of reach. ABC's David Curley is at the scene again tonight for us.
More scenes tonight of the moments after the crash. Passengers bleeding, dazed, a train bell sounding. And that lead car, which slammed through the stop bumper, flying into the platform. The damage so significant, investigators can't get to all the wreckage. Only one data recorder has been recovered, which has been sent to the manufacturer to read out the data. The train headed south at 7:23 in the morning. Just after 8, cameras catch it operating normally. But 40 minutes later, ending its trip, it crashes into the Hoboken station. The speed limit entering the station is 10 miles an hour, but some suggest the speed was three times that before it crashed. Despite the impact, the engineer was found slumped over the controls.
Hoboken is in the process of extricating the engineer who was trapped.
He's out of the hospital, has been in contact with investigators, but has not been interviewed today. 48-year-old Thomas Gallagher has been with New Jersey Transit for 29 years. New details of the only fatality, a mother, 34-year-old Fabiola Bitar de Croon, who had just dropped her child off to daycare. Ramon Perkins, who ran into the station after the crash, talk to our Amy Robach.
You actually held her when she was taking her final breaths.
And I was like, miss, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to let you. If you're going to die, you're not going to die by yourself right now. Like, I'm going to be here with you.
And David Curley with us tonight. And they've recovered one data recorder, as you reported there, David, but they can't get to the other or that all-important front-facing camera that you told us about last night here.
That's correct, but they do have other video, David. They've recovered from the station. They won't characterize what they've seen on any of these videos. As for the engineer, bodily fluids are being sent for a toxicology report, and the electronic devices of all the crew members are being examined. David?
David Curley on the scene there in Hoboken for us again tonight. David, thank you.